Some people may be old enough to remember Biosphere 2, that big glass terrarium in the desert outside Tucson, Arizona. People lived and worked there as part of a giant science experiment that largely failed. But the Biosphere has a new owner and a new life, as NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
If you're one of those people who still think Biosphere 2 is where people in Star Trek uniforms seal themselves in to simulate a space colony, Jane Poynter says get over it.
Because when I talked to people 10 years ago, I would have heard, ooh, that weird place, that place out in the desert there, that failed thing. And now I don't hear that anymore.
Poynter was one of those uniformed Biospherians. She now co-owns an aerospace company.
I think public perception has already changed.
Good thing, since the original human experiment ended with not enough oxygen to sustain the bickering crew inside. The Biosphere's second incarnation was as a campus of Columbia University, which ran climate experiments inside and built a housing complex for students outside. Then Columbia left. So the Biosphere's owner, Texas billionaire Ed Bass, put it and 1,600 acres around it up for sale. After 2 years on the market, Chris Bannon and his partners recently bought the property. They plan to develop the land from condos to luxury homes. Buyers will get spectacular views of the Santa Catalina Mountains. But Bannon says they'll also have to enjoy a view of the Biosphere, because it's staying.
Well, I think people seeing a 3.5-acre glass building, if you're buying a lot and you look in your backyard, you got to buy into that.
Bannon, who once ran the Biosphere, agreed to lease it to the University of Arizona. The university, based in Tucson, will use it to study climate and water.
Good morning, and welcome to the experimental biome, as this place is now called.
For instance, scientists like Peter Troch will build a huge mountain slope inside the Biosphere, bigger than anything possible in a lab and more controllable than nature. They'll look at how plants on the slope can change water runoff and soil chemistry. Ecology and evolutionary biology professor Travis Huxman explains.
We can't do that with our natural observations in the real world. We can't do that at a small scale because we can't get the biology to behave the way we want it to. But at this particular medium scale, we have the ability to do it.
The university also plans to start an environmental think tank just outside, and it will continue the public tours that have been popular since the beginning. With its artificial ocean, jungle, and savanna, the Biosphere costs $1.4 million a year to operate. But the University of Arizona is getting a sweet deal. Ed Bass, the original owner, says he'll donate $30 million over the next 10 years. So Travis Huxman told a crowd of guests he is optimistic.
We hope this place is a place where we can tackle the grand challenges that threaten our way of life, these questions of water and climate change, and that it's a place where you can see the way that science is done.
The initial university lease is for 3 years. No guarantees after that. So former Biospherian Jane Poynter is a bit more cautious.
Oh, well, my hope is that, that all of these grand dreams that we're hearing of here today actually materialize.
The land around it is about to change from uninhabited terrain to a suburb of Tucson. But the University of Arizona hopes to finally bring some stability to the Biosphere itself. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.